Without notice, equal housing lender, federally insured by the
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Have you heard about the changes over at Ted Garrison Arena? They are now offering event space rentals for banquets, parties, fundraisers, weddings, and more in their air-conditioned 10,000-square-foot newly renovated cattle sales complex. Also ask about their full-service RV sites for football tailgating. Convenient 9-minute drive to the stadium. Call 864-646-2717 today to pre-book. Space is limited and will sell out quickly. Go Tigers! This ad was funded by the City of Clemson Accommodation Tax.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation? 654-7627. You know, I was talking to Kwok a little in the break between shows. We were talking about Mike Trout, and, you know, I gave him my feelings on him, and we also touched a little bit on the face of the conferences that Kelly and Kwok were discussing. You know, and I had asked him why he picked Jalen Hurts, and see, my assumption was you were talking about, like, the guys you wanted to represent your league, like the best. But, you know, what Kwok was actually talking about was just familiarity. you know, people knowing a face. In that case, it probably would be Jalen Hurts. I still think it's a fascinating situation in Alabama, one of the most fascinating I've ever seen, just given the fact that the two guys are so night and day opposed in terms of one is a hyper talent, the other is no talent whatsoever. And yet Saban could still opt for the guy who has no talent whatsoever because he just is such a control freak in the way he wants to win. It's going to be fascinating to see how that all unfolds. I want to start and talk a little bit about Major League Baseball just in terms of what's happening right now. We have a lot of college football to get to today and a few other interesting subjects. But before I get to any of that, you know, the news came up today. Oh, by the way, the NFL supplemental draft was this afternoon, has been going on as well, which is another little tidbit we might get to a little bit later. But news happens, and we'll get back to LeSean McCoy. But before we get to that, we had some news not far from here, like 2 hours.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 2 hours from here. Hartsfield International Airport. Texas says he's going to go with Jalen Hurts because he's a winner. Okay, I'm not sure what that means, but let's start the show and be better than that, all right? Because Jalen Hurts isn't a winner of any type. He's the ultimate loser, and he's just been carried along by a team that's a million times better than him. That's it. Jalen Hurts isn't a winner in anything. He was going to lose the national championship game 30-0, so stop it, please. We've got to be better than that. I mean, that text is so ridiculous that it really doesn't warrant comment, and yet I did. So let me set the stage for you. I have an article in which it discusses Pac-Man Jones and how Pac-Man Jones can't stay out of trouble. How Pac-Man Jones is just cannot stay out of trouble at all. And the article all reads that way. The problem with the article, and it's from Daily Snark, is that Pac-Man Jones wasn't at fault. Wasn't at fault. Texas says, careful, Walt. You're going to make a case for Trevor. No, wrong. Again, there's no comparison in those two situations. None. Sorry. And again, we have to be better than that. I expect the listeners of this show to be smarter than that. I'm sorry, I just do. You should be. Ramona, take me to Hartsfield. Now, I'm going to play the part of the audio clip we can play, and then I'm going to explain to you what actually occurred if you missed it.
You have to give me a second. It's loading.
It's loading?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll explain to you what happens. Our friend Pac-Man Jones is involved in a full-fledged fight at Hartsfield International Airport. It's just unbelievable. You know, and in a way, trouble does find Pac-Man Jones, even though when I watch this video, and again, the article was brief, but the article made me think that, oh no, Pac-Man Jones has done something again. And the truth is, he wound up in a confrontation. No, he wound up in a full-fledged brawl at the airport. But it really wasn't his fault. And I have never in my whole life, regarding anything that involved Pac-Man Jones, wound up saying, well, it really wasn't his fault. I mean, you go all the way back to his college days at West Virginia, and he was taken, you know, and I watched a bowl game. He took like four personal fouls. He took personal fouls returning punts, which is unbelievable. You know, it's just, that's who Pac-Man Jones has been throughout his career. And he's been a guy who absolutely has found trouble. But he's at the airport, and he's with his girl, and they're sort of trying to mind their own business, it appears to me. And this big doofus who works at the airport, who dwarfs Pac-Man Jones, but I'd say 7 inches. Pac-Man Jones at most like 5'10". And this dude had to be at least 6'5". So I'd say he dwarfed Pac-Man Jones by 7 inches. And he's yakking at Pat Mangione, and he won't stop. He's just talking and following him. And there are some other people who work at the airport. This guy works at the airport, by the way. There are some other people who work at the airport who are trying to get him to stop. But clearly, it would appear he knows who Pac-Man Jones is, and he will not stop. So as I was watching it, he was clearly harassing Pac-Man Jones. I thought he was the instigator. I thought that was clear. And at some point, and again, Pac-Man Jones's girl is trying to get him to focus on her and not this guy and to just walk away. But this guy's making it almost impossible. And I don't know everything that was said. You hear some of the exchange and some of it, you know, is not suitable for air. But at some point, the big doofus shoves him, puts his hands on him, shoves him, and Pac-Man Jones sort of flies backward into a garage wall or something where the whole thing shakes and you see here the reverberation. So with that, Pac-Man Jones comes sort of charging out and throwing punches, and now they're squared off throwing punches. Well, somehow, I'm not exactly sure, it's almost hard to tell, but one of these punches either hits this guy, clips this guy, and or he trips at the same time, and the big doofus winds up on the ground. Now Pac-Man Jones is punching at him. I think he kicks at him once while he's on the ground, and so Pac-Man Jones comes away the better of it. The instigator wound up with the needing medical treatment, so it didn't go well for him. His name was Frank Reagan. Not that anybody knows that, or Regen, or Reagan.
Did the guy get in trouble?
Yeah.
Who got in trouble for it?
He was this Frank Reagan character was arrested.
Employee?
Yeah, he was arrested.
Oh,
he was charged with, I think, 2 counts of assault. There were no charges against Pac-Man Jones, and Pac-Man Jones wound up in the... Or this Frank Reagan guy wound up being treated at the hospital, too. So there's that.
Oh.
So it didn't go well for him. But,
No. You
know, it's always, every time you see one of these situations, and this Daily Snark article, if you just read the Daily Snark article, you would think that Pac-Man Jones caused all this. But in watching the video, it was clear to me, you know, unless there was something that the video didn't show, something that, you know, came earlier, that Pac-Man Jones wasn't responsible for this. And yet... that's not how the article read. And, of course, the police saw it as I saw it because they arrested the right guy. And they did not charge Pac-Man Jones. You know, let me tell you something. You get a lot of these athletes who are just out of control. And we see it all the time. But even a guy with a history, all right, even a guy with a history like Pac-Man Jones is entitled to be able to walk in an airport without being harassed.
I agree with that.
You know, he is. And quite honestly, there ought to be better security there. And if this guy was a security, that's an even bigger problem. I don't know what this I don't know what this guy's role at the airport is or was. I would assume was, because I assume he's not working there anymore, or he won't be after he gets out of jail. But you have a right, okay? Again, even a guy with a long history, you have a right to walk through an airport with your girl without being harassed, especially by some employee of the airport.
Exactly.
You know, that makes it even worse.
It does.
You know, you have a right to be able to expect that. And so, to my mind, honestly, I would have punched this guy long before Pac-Man Jones did. This guy deserved to be punched. He deserved to get clocked. And eventually that's what happened to him. He got what he deserved, and Pac-Man Jones was not charged, nor should he have been. You know, and that's a problem. I mean, there are some of these people view it open season on athletes. Some of these guys almost need bodyguards, and not that that's necessarily a recipe to stay out of trouble either, but again, man, you just, you know, you're out with your girl. You're traveling. I don't know where he was going. I have no idea. But that's the case. you know, you have a right to go through an airport without being harassed. You have a right to go through an airport without being harassed. Pac-Man Jones was harassed, and he got what the other guy got, exactly what he deserved, and eventually, however it happened. So we don't have we can't, it's not playing for whatever reason.
It's not working.
All right. And we can't just play a random copy of it because there was cussing and other things involved. The LeSean McCoy situation, you know, there's another report today, Ramona, that I read earlier in the day, and
another one.
Yeah, I had it on my iPad, and for whatever reason, I don't have my iPad, and I thought I did. And I was going to read you this report, but basically, this is from the Buffalo perspective again, and their attorneys are saying that this woman was robbed, that she was the victim of a house break-in. And so it is being portrayed in that manner now, that she may have been the victim of somebody who broke into the house. However, and here's the enormous however, allegedly, LeSean McCoy wanted her out of the homestead.
Right, that's what he said yesterday.
Right, and however, she was living there. Right, she was there. LeSean McCoy wanted her out of the homestead. I mean, look, every time you see a report on this, there's something different. But what's really curious is that, oh, by the way, the friend is saying, you can say whatever you want. The friend who reported all this stuff on Instagram, she's saying, you can say whatever you want. We all know the truth. You know, I know. She said, you know that I know what you've done and everything you've done and who you are and what a lousy human being you are.
Yeah.
And if you can fool these other people, then so be it. But what I find fascinating is in the portrayal of the break-in scenario where someone allegedly unknown to LeSean McCoy broke into the house and did this to her, the individual who robbed the house wanted specific stuff that LeSean McCoy had given her.
He took certain things.
He was demanding of her specific things which LeSean McCoy had given her.
LeSean
McCoy was not
how
there.
How would he know what he'd given her?
Right. You see the point?
Yeah. No, I get it. It was staged. It was done to her and instigated by her, by LeSean McCoy.
Allegedly, yes. I think as you read these reports, I think it seems unlikely that this was random. It seems based on the alleged words of the perpetrator regarding the specifics of the items that LeSean McCoy had given her that she was to surrender to him, it makes it seem like
he said
perhaps that. Right, perhaps the bad guy was sent there to do his bidding.
Who goes to rob a house and just doesn't
knows
take
exactly
whatever?
What,
yeah, they
right.
just take whatever they see to take. They
right.
don't ask for.
Exactly right.
Ooh.
We'll take a quick break. You want to get in? 654-7627.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Hey, this is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife, Beth, and I are the new owners and are carrying on a 30-year barbecue tradition with the same 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce and scratch-made sides. Come by and enjoy our low-slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. We're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and we can cater any event. Let Tom's Barbecue make your tailgate perfect with our custom tailgate packages. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for special tailgate giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Whether your adventure takes you to the top of Chimney Rock or the shores of Lake Jocassee or the woods for camping, Elkmont Trading Company in Clemson has everything you need for your next adventure. Serving the upstate since 1995, Elkmont offers fly fishing gear from Orvis and Sims, as well as the area's best selection of kayaks and camping gear, featuring Chacos, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Columbia, Yeti, Eno hammocks, Kavu rope bags, mountain khakis, and more. Elkmont also has kayaks and stand-up paddle boards for rent, so you can try before you buy. Are you hungry? Try Elkmont's barbecue sandwich or a pint of locally brewed craft beer from one of Elkmont's 16 taps. There really is something for everyone at Elkmont. So remember, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson.
It's Macy's Black Friday in July because it's never too early for incredible deals and can't miss specials. Get them before they're gone. Take an extra 15 to 25% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. And it gets even better. Get free shipping at Macy's.com with any $49 purchase. So many deals, so little time. So what are you waiting for? Hurry in to Macy's Black Friday in July. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Extra savings excludes specials. Sale ends July 15th.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery, and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham, and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me, and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
On 105.5, The Roar.
Tula Road Rage, we're WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. We are back. We just lost two people. You want to get in, now's the time, 654-767. If you're one of the people who are on hold, you want to get back in, you're welcome to do so. You know what starts tonight is the Peach Jam. The Peach Jam is tonight, and that's in North Augusta, South Carolina. I still think it starts tonight. I'm pretty sure it does. And that's really the biggest basketball event in terms of recruiting on the college calendar. I mean, the Peach Jam in North Augusta, South Carolina, that's a big deal, a really big deal. You know, it's a Nike tourney, and but some of the best players in America are going to be playing right here. Guys like James Wiseman. Wiseman is a I don't know. I guess I would say if you're trying to describe his game, and he's probably the number one player in the class, he's out of Tennessee, and he's down to, as I understand it, Kentucky and Memphis. He reminds me of Marvin Bagley. He's not quite as strong as Marvin Bagley, but he has similar skills, probably a little more, maybe a little bit more range, although Bagley has some range. But he's a lefty like Bagley. He may even be a little more athletic than Bagley. Again, maybe not quite as strong, maybe a little more athletic. He's going to be playing right here in South Carolina, as are a bunch of the other best players in the country. Again, this is the Peach Jam is a big deal. It's a really big deal. I mean, unfortunately for us, like here, it's not like in our backyard. It's not like we can just, you know, walk over. It's a haul. But nonetheless, when a collection of the best players in all of America are playing right in your backyard, so to speak, in your state, within your state boundary, it's still an event that warrants your consideration, and it's going to be right here. So we'll see how that plays out, and I would love to be able to go to that. If I could find the time, I would absolutely head to the Peach Jam. And again, finest players in the country are going to be playing right here. Texas says, do you give Trevor a single chance to win the job? Haven't heard your opinion on him ever. No, I've given my opinion on him a million times. I mean, I'm not sure how you haven't heard that, but I mean, I think he's a sensational talent who is going to play eventually at over 240 pounds. As I said, you can go way back to the recruiting class and my evaluation of him there. He has a Phillip Rivers-like throwing motion. It's about three quarters to me, but eventually he's going to play at whatever he is, 6'6", 6'5", 240 pounds, and he'll be a monster. He's athletic. He's strong-armed. He's a better runner than people think. There's not much that he can't do. I mean, he's a freak of nature, and he should just get bigger and stronger and better. Do I give him a chance to win the job? Sure. I mean, look, he's the more talented of the two quarterbacks that are really in competition for the job. No question about that. But again, there's a distinct difference between talent and who the best player is. Duke and Kentucky had all sorts of talent in college basketball this year. It didn't help either one of them. Duke had more talent than anyone else. They couldn't win because they had talent, but they didn't have maturity. And that's what you don't know. That's what you don't know about Trevor Lawrence. You don't know. I mean, in all honesty, Trevor Lawrence hasn't been hit like ever. He's never hit in high school, and he hasn't been hit here. So, and right now, he's still slight of frame. And that's a question. It's a question in my mind, could he even survive the rigors of a season and getting hit? You're welcome, Texter. So thank you. And I don't know the answer to that. I mean, the only way we'll know is if we watch it play out, if he wins the job at some point. Whereas Kelly Bryant is clearly a more mature body type at this point. Not as big, but a more mature body type. Kelly Bryant's certainly over 220 at a slightly lesser height. And I think proved he could handle the rigors of a season last year. And again, the other elements that we don't know is that generally young players are going to make mistakes. You would hope that Kelly Bryant doesn't make mistakes. And for the most part, he didn't last year. And again, if you want to hold the Alabama game against him, that's your prerogative. It's not the way I saw it. I thought he was the least of the issues in the Alabama game. I just thought it was Alabama's, as I've said multiple times, Alabama's mature defensive skill position players against Clemson's immature offensive skill position players. In other words, nobody could get any separation. Nobody could make any plays. And that's really what happened. And as such, Kelly Bryant was under constant duress, and there wasn't much to do. There were certain plays in the game that if you could change them, that might have influenced the outcome. But after having watched the game, and I didn't think this going into it, but after having watched the game, I came away with the feeling that had those two teams, as they were constructed that day, played 10 times, Alabama was going to win 8 of those. Again, the real issue there is that Alabama shouldn't have been there. and had Clemson in Alabama, had Clemson played the Alabama team that lost to Auburn at the same time period, then Clemson might have won 8 of those 10 games, even with that distinction in the skill positions. So I think that you have to consider all those elements. And as such, I still think Kelly Bryant's going to be the quarterback. I think politically he has to be the quarterback at the start of the year. Otherwise, you risk losing him, although I don't think Dabo Swinney's running his offense or choosing his quarterbacks based on a political feel or a political whim. And so it's a dilemma. I think the answer is that both guys will play. And if Kelly Bryant plays well, then I think he'll hold Trevor Lawrence off for the year in terms of maintaining the job. If he doesn't play well, then Clemson will go to Trevor Lawrence. I think Hunter Johnson saw that and knew that that was the ultimate way it was going to play out. And as such, he made his decision. Jason writes, have you looked much at Miami's three possible quarterbacks? Miami doesn't have three quarterbacks. You have one. Rozier. That's the guy who's playing, Jason. Jason, you have to resign yourself to the fact that this is Mark Richt and you're playing that guy at quarterback, whether you like him or not. The other guys aren't playing. They're just not. I've seen them all. I know who I would play. But that's not Mark Richt. Mark Richt played Joe Cox a whole season at Georgia because he was so stubborn about playing veteran quarterbacks over much more talented players. It's just who he is. He's going to opt for that path every single time. So you don't have three quarterbacks. You have one. And that one is going to play. And so we'll see how it works out. Hunter Johnson wound up at Northwestern, Texter, and Texter says, and with this offense, the way this offense is run, there's always going to be injuries with running quarterback, even with Deshaun, so both need to be ready. See, I agree with that. You know, that's a really good point, Texter 303. And by the way, include your names in your text, so I don't have to go through that. But that's a really good point. You know, we can talk about who the quarterback's going to be all we want, and maybe it will be Kelly Bryant, but if Kelly Bryant gets injured right away, then it's going to be Trevor Lawrence. So, you know, and you have no way of knowing that. And, yeah, there is the possibility for quarterback to be injured in this offense. Jason Anderson writes, Walt, do you think Trevor Lawrence will see more playing time than the previous quarterback? Yeah, look, I think Trevor Lawrence is going to play. I mean, I don't know how they're going to start the season, if they're going to have a plan for it against lesser opponents. It won't matter. Kelly Bryant will be out early. The route will be on. Trevor Lawrence will play, you know, two quarters or something. But against better opponents, and this is just an assumption on my part, it's not something that Clemson's really done before, but Clemson's not really been in this situation before. My guess is that Clemson will start Kelly Bryant and then maybe bring Trevor Lawrence in the second quarter by plan, unless Kelly Bryant is playing out of his mind, and then the plan might go away. But I think Clemson will start Bryant again, this against better opponents. So let's say we're talking Texas A&M. Clemson starts Bryant. Bryant plays the first quarter and into the second quarter, and then at some point in the second quarter Trevor Lawrence comes in for a series or two depending on how he plays, and so you get him in meaningful games. He gets a chance to be a part of what's happening. You keep him happy, and you find out what he can do in those situations. That's just a guess on my part. That's probably what I would do. If I was in this situation, that's probably what I would do. Boston College years ago under O'Brien used to handle their quarterback situation like that when they had a talented backup quarterback. They'd, by design, plan on inserting him in the second quarter and letting him get a series or two to get into the mix. I would think that that's going to be something of the plan. Again, against a lesser opponent, it probably won't be like that. It probably won't be like a second quarter by design thing. It'll probably just be Kelly Bryant plays until the game is like out of hand, and then Trevor Lawrence comes in and plays the rest of it, or something of that sort. And then, you know, Chase Bryce might wrap it up at the end or something. But against the Texas A&M, again, just a guess on my part, but no one's told me this, but I would think a Kelly Bryant starts, plays into the second quarter, and then Trevor Lawrence gets in the game, and everybody finds out what he can do. Exactly, I would think. We'll see. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym, stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it better. They're the best in the industry. They'll be glad to help you. In fact, today, Ramona, is Wednesday. Is that right?
You are correct about that.
Sort of a Walt Wednesday, then. It's the Wheel Deal with Walt at Halt. That's right. First Class Halt is partnering with me to give our listeners exclusive discounts on Wednesdays. The first 8 people who make appointments that drive a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, and say they want the Walt Wheel Deal will get brake inspection, balanced tires, 4-wheel alignment check, all for just $19.99. Only 8 people a week get this, and you have to get in on a Wednesday. So you have to call and set yourself up for this. Do that now. Call this number, 864-260-9600, 864-260-9600. Let me tell you something. If you go read the Google reviews or any other reviews on Halt, they're all 5 stars. People are all saying the same thing. And they're talking about their acumen, how they know these vehicles inside and out, how they make them feel special, not like a number. They have a Hunter $70,000 laser alignment machine. Every alignment you get is perfect. It's First Class Halt. If you are the owner of a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, and you are not taking your vehicles to First Class Halt for service, you're making a mistake. It's just that simple. So call my friends at First Class Halt. Take advantage. It's, again, it's only on Wednesdays. Only 8 of you can get it a week. The first 8 people who make appointments that drive a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota and say they want the Walt Wheel Deal will get the brake inspection, the balancing of your tires, the 4-wheel alignment check, all for just $19.99. When's the last time you had your tires balanced? Do it today. You'll thank me later. All right, we'll take a quick break. We're going to turn our attention briefly to the Major League Baseball standings when we get back. Lots to get to on the show today, including team number 41 in the Road Rage Countdown, which is going to make one listener particularly unhappy.
Countdown is on. 52 days till Clemson football.
First takes it, wants to throw. Looking right side, now going to look left. Going to roll right side. Here comes some pressure, and Austin Bryant's going to get him and sack him. Back around the 25-yard line. Fifth play of the drive upcoming. Bryant takes a snap, gives it to ETN. He set it for the end zone, and ETN is in.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
You've worked hard for several years. Now you need someone to work hard for you on your retirement planning. Where should you invest to reach your goals? Let the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group develop a winning game plan for your future. Every client is unique and every solution is unique. It's your money and it's your future. Talk to the trusted professionals at Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or stop by the office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
Have you been in the market for a new mattress but have been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, stop waiting, because at Seneca Mattress Outlet, now is that time. Mattresses start as low as $196 with a free box spring, or treat yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base. For a limited time only, with your purchase of any mattress, adjustable bases are 50% off of our already low prices. Now is the time, so don't miss out. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 26912-32.
Capital One presents
Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Are you hungry? Local Q has revised our menu to include all of your favorite monthly specials from the last 6 months. Nashville Hot Chicken Bites, Oxtail Tacos, our local Cubano Sandwich, Daily Smoked Chicken, and much more. Come and see if your favorite made the cut. You can see our menus and specials at localq.com. Please don't be offended. We do ID everyone. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
I apologize for yelling at you.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Diptula, Red Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, this is an interesting text on the Health Dear text line. I think Kelly can take us back where we were last year, but not take us all the way. I disagree with that. Completely, thoroughly, 100%. I don't agree with any part of that. And I think the obvious question is, what would make you think that a guy who's never played and has never taken a hit could lead you all the way?
Why do they have such little confidence in Kelly Bryant? Is it not? Is it that they just want Trevor Lawrence to play, so they're acting like they don't think Kelly Bryant can do it? I don't understand what's going on.
I think they can. I think that there is a segment that confuses talent with what a player actually is. Those are two different things. Talent references potential. When I speak of talent, that's a discussion of an individual's potential, of what he may or may not become. Clearly, Trevor Lawrence has more talent than Kelly Bryant. But is he a better player than Kelly Bryant now as the season approaches? So those are two different things. One day, Trevor Lawrence is going to be a better player than Kelly Bryant. But is that day going to occur in this calendar year? I'm not so sure it will. Yeah, I disagree with you, Sammy. I think you're 100% wrong.
I don't understand why they don't just go with the guy. He did so well last year, and they don't even, it's like they don't even think about that. Why are they so quick to change?
Yep. You know, you're right. I mean, it's like people ignore everything that Kelly Bryant did last year. But here's the thing, and here's why I disagree with this text again completely. Look, I appreciate the text, but texter again wrote, I think Kelly can take us back where we were last year, but not take us all the way. Listen, Kelly Bryant brought a team that really, from a skill position maturity standpoint, had no business being there to the playoffs. Again, Deshaun Watson was not going to beat Alabama last year. I'm sorry, he just wasn't. Deshaun Watson needed every play that was in Jordan Leggett and Wayne Gallman and Mike Williams and Artavis Scott. He needed every play that was in all those mature season players to beat Alabama at the gun. And yet people expected Kelly Bryant, with none of those guys and no maturity at any of the skill position players, and an injured Higgins and Etienne early in that game, to beat Alabama, an Alabama team that put 12 players in the NFL, most of them on the defensive side, including the entire secondary. What would make you think so? And again, at this point, the reason that I don't believe in any of that is Kelly Bryant's going to be a better player than he was last year. He learned a lot from last season. Again, Pro Football Focus ranked him the third best deep ball thrower in all of college football based on their charting. Whether you agree with that or not, those are their numbers. But Kelly Bryant's going to be an improved player, both based on the games he's played and based on the improved maturity of the skill position players around him. You know, the best example for you people who think that Trevor Lawrence walks on water from day one, the best example is this. As talented as Etienne and Higgins are, and in my opinion, they're as talented as any player at their respective positions in the history of this university, neither one of them made enormous impacts. They have unbelievable talent, but the talent still took maturing. And I think this year you're going to see the result of that maturing process. But it's the same thing at that position. In fact, it's more so. It's more so. Texas said, I agree with Trevor Lawrence never taking a hit. However, you have to think the playbook is more limited with Kelly Bryant. Also, the threat of throwing the ball down the field would open up the run game. You know, again, Pro Football Focus numbers suggest Kelly Bryant was the third best deep ball thrower in the game. And the thing is this. I think you're going to see the field open up more for Kelly Bryant. Because, again, to my way of thinking, by the way, Brian on the text line writes, 11-1, state champ, ACC champ, heading the playoff. Let's bench him for an unproven player. Idiots. That's what Brian wrote. I'm glad to see a little of that.
That's kind of what I think.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Why
I'm
would
glad
you have
see,
somebody that right. is doing well? And
right. Just
mean,
right. Let Trevor
that.
Lawrence simmer. You know,
see what happens.
Right. Let Trevor Lawrence cook slowly. And then he'll be just ready when Kelly Bryant's leaving. And everything will work out perfectly. I mean, that seems to be the best recipe. But to the question of, can Kelly Bryant lead Clemson to a national championship? Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind. None. Zero. I mean, I'm picking Clemson to win the national title. And I believe Kelly Bryant can lead them to the national title. I believe that Kelly Bryant can take those same players that were around him last year, now a year more mature, a year better Etienne, a year better Higgins, and take that team to a national championship, and along the way beat an Alabama team that no longer has any of those elite skill position, mature skill players. That's twice skill players. But I believe that Alabama will not be what they were defensively, and Clemson's offensive supporting cast for Kelly Bryant will be significantly better than it was a year ago, which is, again, given an added year maturity for Kelly Bryant, I think a big reason to believe that Kelly Bryant's absolutely capable of leading Clemson to a national championship. Absolutely. Matt in Greenville. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Matt. Appreciate you getting in.
Thanks for getting me in. With Kelly Bryant, I think that texter's right. I mean, people are ignoring his accomplishments. I think his winning speaks for itself. And with, in my opinion, Deion Kane's gone, and these other guys are more mature. Deion Kane dropped a heck of a lot of balls. So he's gone. I think the offense is going to be more explosive, and Etienne is going to get more carries. Somebody's going to get – Etienne could be close to 2,000-yard rusher.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll get – I don't know if he'll give him – if he'll be given that many carries. I think you'll still get a little backfield by committee. But yeah, look, here's the thing. Again – when Clemson beat Alabama to win the national championship in a game that fundamentally came down to the last play, you had guys like Leggett, Williams, Gallman, Artavis Scott. Last year, Kelly Bryant had Deion Kane. Now, if you think those things are equitable in terms of expecting a result, then you're living in some dream world, you know, because they're not. Now, a year later, now you can start to see a T. Higgins become a Mike Williams, or perhaps even better. You can start to see an Etienne become perhaps the best runner that ever played at this school. And all of a sudden, you know, you have a mix of more mature bodies who are a little more seasoned, a little more physically mature, a little stronger than they were a year ago, and much better situated to help Kelly Bryant lead Clemson to a national championship.
And one point I haven't heard anybody talk about is that I think the offensive line was embarrassed at their performance at playoff game. I think they'll come back with an edge, and I think they'll be tougher for it. I mean, not that it's going to matter stats-wise, but it's just something psychological that's probably fueling them. I know the coaches are probably showing them a lot, so, and that just makes us better. Two things real quick. I don't know. I haven't seen the information, but Pac-Man Jones was involved in an altercation at Atlanta Airport. Another NFL problem.
Well, Matt, just to clarify that, because I talked about that right at the start of the show, I've seen the video on that, and the individual's name that was involved in the conflict was Frank Reagan, who was an employee of Hartsfield, and he was the absolute instigator in the whole thing. Pac-Man Jones was just trying to walk through the airport with his girl, and his big doofus wouldn't leave him alone. And ultimately it wound up in a full-fledged throwdown. But the other guy was arrested and charged with two counts of assault. Pac-Man and went to the hospital for his trouble. Pac-Man Jones does not face any charges. So I know his history, but I don't care what your history is. You're not a criminal. You have a right to walk through an airport without being verbally, physically accosted, assaulted. And he really wasn't to blame.
Well, I saw the headline, and I was like, oh, man, here we go again.
The headline, the headlines and the articles were basically misleading. I mean, almost downright intentionally misleading. I mean, the article that accompanied the video said Pac-Man Jones just can't stay out of trouble. Here he is finding trouble again. So I approached the video like thinking, man, what did this dude do now? And then I'm watching the video thinking, well, he didn't do anything. You know, he did what any normal person would have done having been pushed that far. And so the reporting on it in the Daily Snark, which is where I saw it, I found to be very misleading and sensationalistic. When in fact, I don't think anybody who watches that video, in my mind, unless you just hate Pac-Man Jones, I don't think anyone who watches that video is going to come away thinking Pac-Man Jones is guilty of something.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't it be ironic if Goodell suspended him though? Anyway,
yeah, it would be, and it would be
try to come back.
But yeah,
that would be something Goodell would do. And one last thing, I've been seeing a lot of stuff about Wisconsin offensively. Their schedule looks pretty good. But people are saying this is offense will be more explosive or equal to the Russell Wilson here. If you could touch on that.
All right, Matt, thanks. Yeah, well, look, Alex Hornibrook is the quarterback at Wisconsin. He's a lefty. I like him. I think he's gotten better every year. I think he'll be even better this year. Jonathan Taylor rushed for 2,000 yards, a freshman, 1977, I think, to be specific. And he's just a monster with pretty good long speed for a big back. I think Wisconsin is going to be very good. I actually think their schedule is a little tougher than it's been in recent years. Pull up their schedule for me, Ramona, if you don't mind. I just realized my clock isn't moving. Pull up their schedule for me, and let's take a look at what Wisconsin has. Before we do that, no, we don't have time for that. So, yeah, pull up their schedule. Brian and William, I'm going to come to you in just a minute. You know, the Badgers, I think the Big Ten is loaded. I think Ohio State is going to be really good. If Haskins is as good as I think he's capable of being, I think Ohio State is going to be a legitimate playoff contender. I believe that Michigan State's a playoff contender with Brian Lewerke at quarterback, and basically they bring like 92% of their production back, which is another reason why we took them to go over. I think Wisconsin's going to be very good with that combination of Hornibrook and Taylor. Do you have that schedule, Ramona?
Uh-huh.
Give me the schedule quickly.
Their first game is West Kentucky at home.
Okay.
One, New Mexico home.
Two.
BYU home.
Three.
Go to Iowa.
That's never easy. That's a tough place to play. 3.5.
Nebraska home.
4.5.
Go to Michigan.
5.5.
Illinois home.
6.5.
Go to Northwestern.
7.5.
Rutgers home.
8.5.
Go to Penn State.
9.
Go to Purdue.
10.
And Minnesota home.
11. Yeah, I mean, look, they're going to be really good, and that the schedule is certainly doable once again. I mean, the Big Ten is poised to have their best football season maybe in decades as a league. It's a strong league. Even some of the teams in the middle I think are going to be highly competitive. I mean, I think Purdue's capable of upsetting people, has given Ohio State trouble. And I think under Brohm, they're a factor. Northwestern is a factor if Clayton Thorson is healthy. Brian and William, you're up first as soon as we get back.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven?